This story is about a man who goes on a journey to find the queen of the white dragons. Hermes wants to find the white dragon queen so he can find out how to control the dark dragons. The dark dragons are destroying the village's harvest and they attack the villagers. Hermes and a band of men and centaurs go on a journey and they learn a lot more than they bargained for. Hermes the Dragon Ambassador, written by author Leah Ruggles. Tune into the interview with Yaya Diamond as she talks to author Leah Ruggles. It promises to be an insightful conversation that delves into Ruggles' latest work and explores the inspiration behind her writing. Don't miss this opportunity to gain a deeper understanding of Ruggles' creative process and the stories that have captivated readers, by Leah Ruggles.
I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing? It is a great day. And I am telling you so very much, I am so excited to have my next guest on the show. You guys know that this is the author's audition. And, so we're talking about Hermes the Dragon Ambassador, written by, and I'm hoping I don't torture this name, because it could be Leah or Leah Ruggles.
It's Lee.
Lee. See, I knew it. I knew it. The day had not gone by and I didn't mess up anybody's name, and I messed up the most simple name, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me about yourself, Lee.
I just am in Colorado and I grew up in a small town, on the western slope of Colorado. Mm-hmm. I've traveled to almost all the 48 states. Except nice. For Florida, Washington, New York, Maine.
Nice.
I have two kids of my own and two stepkids.
Uh-huh.
And five grandbabies.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. That's really cool. So five grandchildren. Okay, so you're busy. How did you find time to write a book?
When I was younger, I wanted to be a writer, and I tried writing romance, and that didn't do very well because I could never remember all the characters.
Sorry, I can't either. I couldn't either. That's why I didn't write the book.
So then when I had my kids, I used to tell them stories and stuff like that, and I thought, well, I'll just write one. That book, and it just kind of rolled off of the typewriter, well, the computer now, but
yeah.
And so then I thought, well, I will go and see if I can get three publishing companies, and I took not the highest, but not the lowest in between, and all three of them accepted me, and I was like, whoa.
That's cool. That's
where it's got me today.
That is so cool. I mean, it's like, you were like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it now. Hey!
Well, I just thought, you know, what could they say? No?
Exactly. You know? I mean, come on. I mean, what is that? You know? What is that? No, everybody's so scared of it, but you weren't. You did good. You did great. Wow. So tell me about it. I mean, you started writing novels, right? Love stories. But then where did Hermes the Dragon Ambassador come from?
I love dragons. And I really don't know where it exactly come from. But I think what it was I wanted to try and get the morals across that there's not just white and black and white.
Right.
There's kind of different colors in between different morals and stuff. And I don't know if people, you know, I know that a lot of people won't understand the morals of the story or nothing, especially kids when they read it. It's just a story to them. But.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, people, I mean, I don't know. I think that you're going to find the right people that are going to love your book, because there's so many people out there that love dragons.
And, you know, the dragons are getting more popular nowadays, too.
Yeah, they are. So, I mean, okay, so how did you come up? I mean, is this like a love story, or is it like a victim story, or what is this?
It starts out where these dragons start invading villages, and the Hermes, he grew up with a legend of the dark dragons and the white dragons, and the white dragons are supposed to kind of overlook everything. And so he sets out to try and find the white dragons to ask them to help him out and his village out, because dark dragons was coming in and destroying them and taking away their kids and the people from the village.
Wow.
And so it tells about his travels to find the white dragon. And then after he gets to the point where he finds the white dragon, then she kind of tricked him into becoming an ambassador, but not only for the dragons, but for the other different characters that is in the book.
That's kind of cool. How long did it take you to figure out exactly what you wanted to do? I mean, this is like one of those stories that has a journey to it. You know what I mean?
Actually, I just sat down in front of my computer and it just kind of, I thought, well, I'll just start it as him working in like the blacksmith shop. Mm-hmm. And it's more of the Renaissance days, I guess you would call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, and I've always been fascinated with like the Renaissance and the dragons and stuff. And I remember when I was younger, I took a trip to Little Rock, Arkansas, and I cannot remember for the life of me how I got to this little park, but it was made out of river rock, and it had the castles and even the little knights on horses and stuff, and it was only about 3 feet tall, but it was so fascinating just to go through this little park, I guess, of the different castles and the knights out in front of the castle and stuff like this. And they had like dragons and fighting with the dragons and stuff. So that kind of fascinated me.
Well, that is so cool. I went there. It's been many years since I've been there, but I know what you're talking about. That it is very inspirational. I mean, especially if you love that period, if you love that time, you know. It was a time of just people being in their raw state, I always say.
And it's kind of fascinating because you could make up your own story going through it.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, okay, so you got this book, Hermes the Dragon Ambassador, right? Are there any other books that you're doing now or did?
Actually, I'm going to make a trio of the Hermes Ambassador, and I've got one right now that is getting ready to come off the press.
That is
book number two.
So it's okay. So give me a synopsis. Okay, so number one is this, and then number two continues into something different.
It continues into like the white dragon asks Hermes to go and talk to the dragons from the Fire Nation because they're the ones that's causing all the havoc on all the villages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the second one is like, he starts out to go to the fire dragon and he gets kind of lost. So it tells about his journey to meet different dragons and fight with the different dragons and meet different people. And then he comes back. And then my third book is going to be called The Fire Nation, Hermes the Ambassador and the Fire Nation. Mm. And that's where he's going to end up in the Fire Nation to
talk to. I mean, books like these a lot of times end up as movies or sequels or episodes. I mean, do you see this happening?
It's just a lot of different, meeting different dragons, it's got neon green dragons and orange dragons and the different colors of dragons instead of just the black and white dragons.
My goodness. So I can see this as like a movie. I can really do. I really do. I can see this. Like the whole thing becoming a series or something. I mean, you have got right. to see this. Because I do.
Yeah. It's just, I just wanted to do a trio, but I wanted it to kind of continue the story mm-hmm. instead of just three different books on Hermes and the ambassador. I wanted to kind of get, okay, start with book one and then move into book two. And it's just kind of a continuing story, I guess you would say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Lee. I mean, this is like so cool. And to see that you, you know, started when you were young and then you didn't give up. Eventually you picked it back up and here you are. I mean,
you're never too old to start your dream.
You're never, ever. Of course not. I think it's even more of a pat on your back that no matter what, you're going to go after your dreams. You know what I mean? Because you're still here. You might as well do something. What are you going to do, twiddle your thumbs? I mean, seriously, come on.
Yeah. Now it's just trying to find time to finish the third book.
Well, you're going to be good at it. You're going to be
well,
wonderful.
Thank you.
You're going to be wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show, Lee. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to have that link in the description box so that you guys can go ahead and check out Hermes the Dragon Ambassador. I have to tell you that the only way you can get this book right now on Amazon is used. So I want to make sure that you get this book because it is selling fast. Okay. So I want to thank you guys again so much for being a part of Dream Chasers Radio. Don't forget to go and check out the link for Lee and all of her other books and sequels and those to come. I want to thank you guys again so much. And until next time, bye.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, Lee.